In April of 2015, I read about the death of 93-year-old Władysław Bartoszewski. And I knew that someday I would want to tell you about him, but I dreaded having to do the oral gymnastics I just did to pronounce his Polish name. I was told after the 9 o'clock that I didn't quite get it right. Imagine that. But he lived an amazing life. The former Israeli ambassador to Poland said after Bartoszewski's death that the reason he was granted honorary Israeli citizenship was that his biography was our biography. Born to a Roman Catholic family who lived in a Jewish neighborhood in Warsaw, he became a journalist. Bartoszewski participated in the Polish defense of Warsaw in September of 1939, and for that was rounded up when the Nazis crushed the Polish resistance and became one of the earliest prisoners at Auschwitz. Less than a year later, miraculously, he was released from the death camp due to pressure on his behalf from the Red Cross. Bartoszewski joined the Polish underground resistance and is credited with saving tens of thousands of Jews from being captured by the Nazis. He assisted with the Warsaw Jewish Ghetto Uprising in 1943 and again took up arms during the Warsaw Uprising in August 1944 as the Red Soviet Army advanced toward Poland. And that is what he did between 1939 and 1944. When Poland ended up under the thumb of the Soviet Union following the end of the war, Bartoszewski joined the Anti-Communist Party and returned to being a journalist. Within a year, he was arrested, accused of being a spy, and spent almost 10 years in communist prisons. He was eventually released in 1954 due to poor health and somehow exonerated the year later. But he didn't shut up or stop his efforts in support of freedom. By 1970, the Polish government was weary of his writing, so Bartoszewski was forbidden to publish for 4 years. In 1980, he was one of the early members of the Solidarity Trade Union and again was arrested. But we know how that story ends, don't we? Once communism collapsed in Poland, Bartoszewski served as ambassador and the foreign minister under two different presidents. He is given credit for developing a close relationship between old enemies, Poland and Germany, actualizing his belief that humans must be able to bridge their differences and their histories and work toward building respect, tolerance, and friendship across cultural, ethnic, and religious differences. A few years before his death in 2015, Bartoszewski was awarded a medal from his grateful country inscribed to the one who dared to be disobedient. Well, it sounds to me like Bartoszewski knew what it meant to be salt and to be light. In our gospel today, Jesus is continuing with the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount dominates the Gospel of Matthew, covering 3 entire chapters, providing the foundation for Jesus' teaching and his mission. Last week, it began with those gloriously challenging Beatitudes, challenging in that they give glory to those who typically receive none. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit, those who mourn, those who are meek, and so on and so on. You know the list. But in today's gospel, Jesus turns his attention on us. He doesn't tell us to be like salt or to be like light. He doesn't say to try to be salt or to try to shine light. No, Jesus says that we are salt, we are light. Apparently, to be a follower of Jesus means we are salt, we are light, no ifs, ands, or buts. Sure, these are metaphors, but how do we assimilate? How do we apply them to our lives? Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth." One thing I know is that salt is only salt when it salts. It only brings flavor. It only brings seasoning when it is used. Salt can be corrupted by moisture and begin to disintegrate, thus being in danger, as Matthew tells us, of being thrown out and trampled underfoot, a phrase which scholars deem to be about God's judgment should we not be salt before we lose our saltiness. And we are salt for not our own pleasure, but Jesus tells us we are salt for the world. That is what is expected of us, to add God's seasoning, God's depth of purpose and meaning to the experience of life for all those we encounter. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world, a city on a hill whose light can be a beacon from a great distance, a light that belongs on a lamp stand, not hidden away." This light of which Jesus speaks echoes that of which was proclaimed by Isaiah, of bringing a light to those who live in darkness. For the world has always been stalked by darkness, just as the predator stalks its prey. And for Jesus, being the light of the world means bearing witness with one's life, bearing witness of the light through our words and actions so that others may know and give glory to God. Verse 16 reads, "Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and bring glory to your Father in heaven." Yes, salt and light. We are to do good works for the glory of God as witnesses of God's love for all. Now, usually this is when people start getting anxious when I preach, when I start talking about what we need to do to respond to the good news, to respond to how God has blessed us with God's presence and purpose. Most of us aren't sent out as missionaries, as were the 12 disciples. But remember, Jesus was talking to the entire crowd, all the followers on the Sermon on the Mount. He called all of them, and now us, to be salt and light. Years ago, I walked into my spiritual director's office and whined, "What am I doing in this job?" So bored was I in a job that was unfulfilling and less than challenging. She quickly responded, "The question is not, what are you doing, Sharon, but who you are being in this job." Her implication was that if I am faithful to being a follower of Jesus, I will reflect Jesus to others throughout my life and those that I come in contact with, my family, my friends, my coworkers and acquaintances, my church community, my civic community, the stranger on the street or in the grocery store. For I am salt and light, salt and light. And if I live what I am, I bring light into the darkness. I bring the seasoning of God's love to all those I encounter. Salt and light, salt and light. It is that simple to do the good works and bring God glory. Władysław Bartoszewski was salt and light for his time. So too are we called as salt and light in our time. For our time needs salt and light as much as those dark days of fascist encroachment and Soviet control in which Bartoszewski lived. For as much as those dark days of dire poverty and Roman domination when Jesus actually spoke these words. Yes, our time, like every time, is in need of our being salt and light. When those around us speak and respond out of fear of the unknown, of the stranger, of the immigrant, of the radical, and seek to slam doors, build walls, segregate ourselves by race, ethnicity, religion, region, or political party, those of us who are salt and light must season our own times, our own era, with the light of God's inclusive love and the peace, both of which triumphs over darkness and fear always. Salt and light, fear not, and remember that you are salt and you are light for the good of the world and the glory of God.